News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berman.
Former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, the first woman ever to do so. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Donald Trump has said he will announce his choice to replace Ginsburg on Saturday. CNN is reporting he has chosen Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a 48-year-old Circuit Court of Appeals judge known for her conservative religious views. Breonna Taylor's family and their lawyers are sharply criticizing Kentucky's Attorney General for the failure to bring charges against police officers in her death. Benjamin Crump is an attorney for Breonna Taylor's family.
If you did everything that you could do on Breonna's behalf, you shouldn't have any problem whatsoever, Daniel Cameron, to releasing the transcript so that we can see you fought for all of Kentucky's citizens.
Taylor was killed when officers fired into her apartment in Louisville last spring while serving a drug warrant. No drugs were found on the premises. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is